Many of those who stay in shelters at night live during the day on the streets. Some are in and out of housing. That was the case for Spokane resident Fitz Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick works as a political organizer, as a server in a local restaurant, and as a performance poet. Fitzpatrick talked with us recently about living in poverty in Spokane.
Since I turned 18, I've been homeless three different times for completely unexpected reasons. You know, I didn't see it coming. It wasn't like I had been using drugs and lost my housing or something like that. You know, I had a situation with my parents, and then I went through breakups and suddenly found myself without a home. And it took me one time 6 months to find a job, and I couldn't get housing without a job. So I was just couch surfing. And I felt so hopeless and so depersonalized by what I experienced. I just didn't feel very human anymore. And after going through that, I just don't want anyone else to experience that. And I know homeless folks in this city are. I managed to avoid the streets. I'm really lucky. I grew up middle class. I have a lot of friends. So a lot of people were really generous in offering their couches. So, which is so much better than sleeping outside, but also in some ways weirdly not. Because they're at the end of the day, you still don't have your own space. You still don't have a bed. You're still, whether you're borrowing space from a sidewalk or from someone's house, it's still borrowed. It's still not yours, which was one of the hardest things for me to go from having a whole space of my own to having a sleeping bag and one coffee cup and a toothbrush. I felt my IQ literally drop during the experience. I couldn't concentrate. Just filling out job applications was difficult. My attention span was totally shot because you're basically in survival mode all the time. I'm thinking about, where is food going to come from? Where am I sleeping tonight? Are the people that I'm staying with, are they sick of me? Do I have to look for another place? What am I going to do with my cat? These very tangible things. And so for a while, I kind of felt stupid because I was why can't I just get out of this? Why can't I concentrate? You know, I went through another period of unemployment this year, but having stable housing, and I got out of it right away. It made such a huge difference to come home to stability. And I felt like I could concentrate this time and I could get through it, and I knew what to do. Having to sell myself to an employer when I, didn't even have my own shower, I just kind of felt worthless. I think I've definitely evolved. The biggest thing for me was getting adequate mental health treatment. I suffered from PTSD and bipolar disorder, and my bipolar was undiagnosed and didn't really come out until the stress of being homeless and then trying to find a job really triggered a full-blown real episode, and it took months to diagnose. So for me, having my Medicaid was so important. I couldn't afford to pay co-pays to my therapist. And because I have Medicaid, I was able to get into an intensive outpatient program, and that changed my life. And if I didn't have Medicaid, I wouldn't have found that program, and I might literally be dead. This year, I turned 26, so I'll lose my dad's health insurance, and then I could lose my Medicaid too. So I kind of don't know what's going to happen after that. I'm doing really well with coping skills, but I have a mental disorder that requires medication. I cannot survive without medication at this point in my life. Yeah, and I can't imagine if I were on the street with this disorder and didn't have meds. It's no wonder why folks on the street are the way they are, basically.
That's Fitz Fitzpatrick talking about struggling to make a living in Spokane. Fitzpatrick was active this year in the Spokane edition of the National Poor People's Campaign.